You know, I think one of the biggest myths in Southern California is that everyone here is laid back and easygoing. But that's not really true, is it? You know, one of the hardest adjustments for me when I moved back to Southern California as a high school kid was adjusting to the pace of life we have around here.
其实事实并不是如此。当我从高中生的时候，移到加州的时候，我最不能适应的就是这里的生活的步骤。
And I've met people from other states that think everyone here is just a laid-back surfer that doesn't work, that just has fun all the time.
很多别州的人，我们在加州的人，大概就是都是冲浪的人，然后也不需要工作，很轻松，很自在。
But Southern California is a haven for workaholics, and surveys show that most Southern Californians would rather work than play.
但事实上，南加州是一个工作狂的天堂乐园，因为有调查报告说，南加州的人宁愿工作也不愿意去休息。
And most of us don't even know how to relax, and we're just addicted to speed and to hurry.
有很多根本不知道如何的去休闲，然后我们就是对于这个工作，对于速度、快速的工作，这种步骤，我们是上了瘾的。
And we sleep less, and we work more. We can't even fully stop at a stop sign, right? We have the California stop.
然后我们睡得少，工作多，我们是在一个 停止行止的那个牌子下面都不知道怎么样停下来，有所谓的加州式的停止，就是车子在那慢慢滑动，不是100%的停止，随时准备要启动的。And
so now that New Year's has passed and a lot of people have made resolutions about what they're going to do this year and we've filled our calendars, I thought it would be great to speak to you today about how to rest in God's goodness.
然后我们新年已经过了，许多人的新年的新计划，新年的都已经填满了这个我们的日程表。我想今天也许是很合适跟大家。
I'm preaching to myself as much as to all of you today.
我必须承认，今天讲的这个题目对我来说也是相对的非常的有意义的。Recently,
my kids and I decided, hey, let's learn Mandarin while we're driving to school in the morning. In the car, we'll study.
所以我跟我的孩子就决定说，哎，我们既然在这个开车的行驶中，我们就何不学学中文呢？
And I thought, you know, I've always wanted to learn Hebrew.
我说，哎，我一向都很想去学希伯来文。
And what about if I add German? Because there's a lot of great theology books written in German that aren't in English.
那顺便学学德文也不错，因为很多神学的著作都是用德文写的。
But by the way, I was already studying Japanese and Spanish.
顺便提一下，我已经在学日文跟西班牙文了。And
I have a job.
然后还有工作啊。And
I'm working on my doctorate, and I exercise, and I like to do art.
然后我还在学修我的博士学位，然后我还要锻炼，然后我又喜欢一些手工的东西，做一些手工的东西。And
you know, on top of that, I'm married and I have kids.
然后我就是一个已婚者，我得照顾我的老婆，照顾我的孩子。This
sounds insane, right?
太疯狂了吧。
But when you add things to your schedule bit by bit, you get yourself in this situation where you're doing far too much without even realizing it.
但是当你每每在不自觉中把一样一样东西填下去的时候，你就会变成像我这样子。
So why do we do this to ourselves? Why do we overburden ourselves and overwork ourselves?
我们为什么会这样子把自己累的这个样子，让我们能够好像疲劳轰炸自己一样，为什么会这样子做呢？
So, I want you to take a quiz to see if you're a workaholic like me.
好，现在给大家一个小小的测验，看你是不是一个工作狂者。You
don't have to raise your hand.
不需要举手，是的话也不需要举手哈。First
question, are you always in a hurry?
第一个，你是不是来去匆匆？
Is your to-do list so long you'll never cross everything off?
你那个清单上的要做事情如此之多，你永远没有办法把它全部划掉的。
Do you take your days off and use those to catch up on work?
当你在家里休假的时候，你还在工作的。
Like me, do you feel guilty when you relax?
也许你像我一样，当你在休息的时候，觉得好像很有愧疚感。
Or here, this one got to me too. Do you have to get sick to take a break.
我这一项我是犯规，就是我一直要等到我生病的时候，我才能真正的得到休息。
So if you're like me, you answered yes to all these questions.
如果你像我，这个所有的答案都是是是是的话。
And we can keep this hurried pace up for a while, but eventually it's going to lead to burnout.
也许我们可以这样过这样日子过一阵子，那最终我们一定会精疲力竭。
As the old saying goes, if you're burning the candle at both ends, you're not as bright as you think you are.
最后一句老古话，如果你蜡头是两边烧的话，你最后一定不是像你自己想象这么发光发亮的一个人物。
And you may not know this, but God values rest for you as much as he values work.
也许您还不明白，其实神看作休息跟看重工作是一样的。
Some of us think, you know, God is only happy with me if I'm producing something, if I'm working.
有人认为说，我只要在努力工作，然后有所成就的时候，神才会对我，喜欢我。
We even have what we call the Protestant work ethic.
甚至一个所谓的这个根深教的一个所谓的工作的准则在那边。
But this attitude just isn't true.
但是这是不对的，根本不是事实。
Because we're God's children. And what God says of us in 1 John is, see what kind of love the Father has given to us that we should be called the children of God.
因为在彼得约翰一书神是这样讲的，你们看父所赐给我们的是何等的爱，为要使我们一起念好吧，为要使我们被称为神的儿女。
Thank you. And because we're God's children, He's happy with us whether we're working or whether we're resting.
因为我们是神的儿女，是不管是我们在休息，我们在工作，神都是非常喜欢我们的。
Could you imagine being angry at your children for needing to sleep at night?
你可以想到说，因为你的孩子们晚上要睡觉，你会对他发脾气吗？
But sometimes we feel like God is angry at us if we're not working, that we have to tiptoe around Him.
但是我们觉得，就算我们不工作的时候，神就会不高兴。我们要这个避着神，这边静悄悄，绕着神走道一样。
But if we're imperfect parents and we allow our kids to rest, how much more will God, the perfect Father, allow us to get our needed rest?
像我们这种不完美的人生的父母，尚且能够体谅儿女需要休息，更何况是那个完美的神，他知道我们的需要。
And this is something that's so important that God even modeled it for us.
这是如此的重要，神自己甚至是以身来作则。
After God finished creating the earth and the skies, He rested.
就当神创造完天地以后，他就休息了。
We see in Genesis 2, it says, So God blessed the seventh day and made it holy, because on it, God rested from all of His work.That he had done in creation.
创世记二章三节，神赐福给第七日，定为圣日，因为在这日神歇了他一切，就安息了。
So we see in this verse that God made a day of rest, and He called it holy.
所以神他就设定一个安息的日，把它称为一个圣日。
So today we're going to look at the first few verses of Psalm 23 and see what the Bible teaches us about rest.
我今天要借由诗篇二十三篇的前几节的经文来告诉我们神是多么的重视在他里面的安息。
A lot of the hurry that we practice comes from the fact that we don't understand the goodness of God.
很多时候我们对神的或者圣经话语有误解以至于我们变成一个工作狂。
And when you begin to understand how much God cares for your past and your present and your future, you can begin to relax in His care.
所以当你知道神对你的过去、现在、未来是多么的注重的话，你就可以开始能够慢慢的能够放轻松了。
You can learn to let go and to rest.
你就可以放手了，你就可以休息了。
So Psalm 23 verse 1 through 3 says, The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul.
23篇1到3 耶和华是我的牧者, 我必不致缺乏。
In this psalm, God is compared to a good shepherd that keeps watch over his flock of sheep. That's us.
所以这首诗就把神比喻成一个好的牧者，他时时的在看顾着我们。
And one of the jobs of a shepherd is to make sure that his sheep get enough rest.
所以好牧者做一个首要工作，就是确定他的羊群得到好的休息。
And the images in these verses are a metaphor for the rest that God gives us.
所以这是一个比喻，来比喻说神要我们得到的安息。
It says, He makes me lie down. That's rest.
这里说他使我躺卧。
He leads me beside still waters. That's refreshment.
他领我在可安歇的水边。
It says, He restores my soul, and that means that this is more than about physical rest. It's about restoring our whole being.
另外，他使我的灵魂苏醒，所以这里指的安息不只是说身体的。 休息更包括你身心灵的休息恢复。
And notice that the shepherd has to make the sheep lie down.
看到这里，他使这个羊能够躺下来。
This is because sheep are actually anxious by nature, and they won't rest unless the conditions are right. God has to create the environment, this environment of peace and provision that allows us to rest.
所以我们的羊的本性是一个非常不能够安静，不能够常常会躁动的一个动物。所以它如果环境不好，它是不能够安息的。所以这里神会它供应一个适合我们环境休息的环境，所以我们得到安平安，得到了供养。So
today we're going to look at how to rest in God's goodness. But before we do that, I want to look at some reasons that we don't rest.
所以我们今天主要是讲的说，我们是如何能在神的美善中能够安休息。但在这个题目之前，我们先看一下我们为什么不能够得到休息呢？
What are some reasons, some things that are keeping us from resting? What's keeping us from working more than we should and packing our schedules?
有什么是让我们能好像要不断的工作，让我们能够。 加添在很多繁忙中再加添工作呢，让我们不能休息呢，不能停下来呢。
Well, the Bible gives us a lot of reasons, and today we're going to look at the main culprits and see if any of these are causing you to miss out on the rest that God wants for you.
所以圣经提到了很多，但是我们今天主要是讲四个主要的原因。
So the first reason that we often don't rest is misplaced identity.
很多时候我们不能停下来休息，是因为有一个错误的身份的认知。So
misplaced identity is basing my worth on how much I work.
我们把我们的身份地位价值观摆在我们的工作上面。Or
it's basing my self-worth on my net worth.
就是我们自我的价值是摆在我们身价有多少。
It's thinking that if I work really hard, my value increases, but that if I don't work hard, then my value decreases.
我工作越努力，我的价值就越高；我工作不努力，我的价值就减低。
This is a value of Western culture, but it's not actually the truth of the Bible.
这是我们西方文化的一种价值观，并不是圣经的价值观。
In our culture, we get our identity from what we do and how much we accomplish, and we're addicted to achievement as a means of feeling good about ourselves.
所以在我们西方世界里，我们对自己自我认识是定位在我们的工作，定位在我们的成就。我们的成就有多大，我们就给我们的自我价值就评论就越高。For
example, when you meet someone new, they usually ask you, "What do you do?"
我们为了美方，我们遇到一个新朋友时，他们就说：“哎，您是从事哪一行业的？您在做什么呢？”
And if you work, you always reply with your job, right?
如果你回答一向回答说我在做什么，我的工作。
You don't usually say, I'm a Christian or I'm a parent.
要问你说你在做什么，你不会说是哦，我是一个基督徒，我是一个当妈妈的，当爸爸的。
And that's because in the West, our value is tied to our work and how much we accomplish through it.
那是因为西方的价值观是定位在我们的工作以及我们的成就有多少。
You know, I've been to Rwanda a few times, and I love how the pastors there introduce themselves.
我去卢甘达好几次，我非常欣赏当地牧师他们的自我介绍。
They say, I'm the husband of one wife and a minister of the gospel. They always introduce themselves that way.
他们每次自我介绍说，我是某某某某人的先丈夫，然后我是一个替神工作的牧者。
So that shows that their priority is on their relationships and not on their accomplishments.
所以表示他们关注点是在关系上，不是在成就上。
And your value as a person has nothing to do with how much you accomplish.
所以你的价值跟你能够成就多少事情是毫不相关的。
This is Ecclesiastes 10:15 in the Good News Translation. It says, only someone too stupid to find his way home would wear himself out with work.
传道书十章十五节，凡愚昧人，他的劳碌使自己困乏，因为连
That's the wisdom of the Bible, right? Life is far more than work.
这就是圣经里面的智慧。Work
is good, but it's only a part of who you are.
对，工作是不错的，但是它只是你生命中的一部分而已。
And when you begin to place your identity in your work and how much you accomplish, then you start to pour all of your time and money and effort into it.
当你把你的重点摆在工作上，甚至把投入一切的时间精力的话，你就忽略了生命中许多其他重要的东西跟人物。
And then you begin to neglect everything else, your friends, your kids, your spouse, they all become secondary to your work.
所以你的朋友、你的孩子、你的配偶，往往就变成一个像二等公民一样。But
God didn't put you on earth to mark things off your to-do list. He put you here to learn how to love.
所以神把你摆这个人世间，不是让你把那个一件件要做事情能够勾掉，而是让你在这边学着如何去爱。Here's
another reason we don't rest: materialism.
另一个原因就是唯物主义。Welcome
to Orange County, right?
我们是欢迎大家来到我们所谓的南郡县，是吧？
This is the land where everyone has nice homes and cars and clothes and watches and toys. So it's easy to get sucked into that mindset.
Okay, 每个人的房子都不错，有好的车子，好的房子，衣服也很得体，然后好的手表等等，所谓的一些物质的东西，然后你常常就被浸溺在其中而不自知了。
And the mindset of materialism says, I want more things. I want nicer things. So I have to work more to get it.
所以我要更多东西，而且我要更好的东西，所以我就必须更努力地去工作。
But the Bible warns us against this. Do not wear yourself out to become rich. Be wise enough to restrain yourself. When you gaze upon riches, they are gone. For surely they make wings for themselves and fly off into the sky like an eagle.
然后我们知道圣经甚至警告我们说，像在箴言23:4-5说，不要劳碌求富，休仗自己的聪明，你岂要定睛在虚无的钱财上吗？钱财如鹰向天飞去。So,
I think this might be why the founding fathers put an eagle on the dollar bill. You can remind you that it flies away.
所以也许为什么我们的钱币上有个老鹰啊，大家有没有注意到有个老鹰？
Money disappears quickly, right? So it doesn't make sense to sacrifice all of your time and money in relationships to get something that doesn't last.
Yeah, 所以钱很可能就是像老鹰一样就飞走了。所以你把所有的精力、所有的时间，花在这个不可靠、会消失的事情上，是一个不是一个明智之举。
You've probably heard this parable of Jesus in Luke that says, the land of a rich man produced plentifully, and he thought to himself, what shall I do? For I have nowhere to store my crops. And he said, I will do this. I will tear down my barns and build larger ones. And I'll store all my grain and all my goods. And I will say to my soul, soul, you have ample goods laid up for many years. Relax, eat, drink, and be merry. But God said to him, fool, this night your soul is required of you, and the things you have prepared, whose will they be? So is the one who lays up treasure for himself and is not rich towards God.
所以在路加福音十二章十六 b 到二十一是这么说的，有一个财主田产丰盛，自己心里思想说，我的出产没有什么地方收藏，怎么办呢？又说我要这么办，要把我的仓房拆了，另盖更大的，在那里好收藏我一切的粮食和财产，然后要对我的灵魂说，灵魂啊，你有许多财物积存，做多年的费用，只管安安逸逸的吃喝快乐吧。神却对他说，无知的人啊，今夜必要你的灵魂，你所预备的要归谁呢？自己的计也是这样，也是这样。
You can amass a lot of wealth and a lot of toys, but when you're gone, they will be someone else's.
你可以积存一些所谓的很多很多东西，但是当你不在的时候，这些东西是留给谁呢？
The Bible gives us a third reason that we don't rest, and that is envy.
三个原因让我们不能休息的第一个原因就是嫉妒。
We work hard because we want to be like other people.
我们非常辛苦努力的工作，因为我们像隔壁的老王一样。
If my neighbor has a Tesla, then I want a Tesla.
如果隔壁的老王有一个泰瑟勒的电动车，我也要有一部。
If your friend's kids have five activities, then your kids have to have five activities too.
如果老陈的孩子参加五种活动，我的孩子也必须的。
If your spouse is on social media all the time, then well, maybe you should be on social media all the time.
别人家的老婆或者老公一天在这自媒体里面炫耀自己，那我的伴侣也必须如此。
We do a lot of unnecessary things just because other people are doing them.
我们做了许多并不需要的事情，是因为哦，别人在做，所以我也得跟进。
Solomon noticed this in Ecclesiastes. It says, "Then I observed that most people are motivated to success because they envy their neighbors."
所罗门是这样的观察，他说：“我又见人为一切的劳碌和各样灵巧的工作。”就被邻舍嫉妒，这也是虚空，也是捕风。
I want what they have. I want to do what they do.
我要他们有的，所以我必须做他们做的。
But you don't know how much stress they're under to have what they have.
但是您知道他们为了得到这些东西是多么的劳心劳力呢？
So instead of modeling your life after your neighbors, you need to model it after Jesus.
所以，与其去学你的邻居，不如去效法耶稣基督。
So there's one more reason I want to give you why we don't rest, and that is insecurity.
另外一个原因就是我们没有安全感。
Insecurity is the basic human fear. What if I don't have enough?
所以这是一个人基本的一个忧虑感，就是说总觉得不够哦。
The problem is there's never enough.
问题是说你永远没有够的时候。
John D. Rockefeller, he was in the oil and gas business, and he's still considered to be the wealthiest man of modern history.
我们知道石油大王洛克菲勒，他是近代所谓最有钱的富翁。
And he was once asked, "How much money does it take to make a man happy?" His famous response was, "Just one more dollar."
曾有人这么问他说：“要人要有多少钱才会觉得快乐呢？”他有一个非常名言，就是说：“再多那一块钱。”
It doesn't matter how much you have. If you're placing your trust in yourself or in the economy instead of God, you'll always fear that you don't have enough. You'll always need just that one more dollar.
这不管你已经积存了有多少，但是你如果是把自己依靠自己或者依靠经济。不是依靠神的话，你永远会有这种好像不够的恐惧感。
And unfortunately, while you're building your wealth, you're often neglecting your soul in the process.
可惜的时候，当我们在继承财宝的时候，我们往往忽略了我们的灵魂。
Ecclesiastes 6:7 says, "We work to feed our appetites; meanwhile, our souls go hungry."
所以，传道书6:7节。
So God wants us to rest. He doesn't want us to work ourselves to death because of our misplaced identity or materialism or envy or insecurity.
神要我们休息，他不要因为所谓的自我认知、错误自我认知，或者是物质感太重、物欲感太重，或者嫉妒，或者是没有安全感，而把我们自己工作操劳到所谓的
God doesn't want us to be exhausted. He doesn't want us to be in a constant state of hurry and worry. Psalm 127 says, "It's useless to rise early and go to bed late and work your worried fingers to the bone. Don't you know that God enjoys giving rest to those he loves?"
127篇第2节说，你们清晨早起，夜晚安息，吃劳碌得来的，唯有耶和华所亲爱的，必叫他安然睡觉。So
maybe the best thing you can do right now is just take a nap. I won't be offended.
你现在如果想打个盹的话，it's okay, 我不会觉得难过的哈。他在开玩笑。So
how do we rest? Instead of being restless, how do we find a restful life?
所以你怎么样能够休息呢？怎么样能够做到一个有休息、有适当休息的一个人生活呢？
When you follow Jesus, he doesn't lead you into the rat race. He leads you into green pastures and beside still waters.
当你跟随耶稣的话，他不会把你带到一个竞争激烈的一个战场里面。
So you trust your shepherd. He isn't interested in laying heavy burdens on you, but he wants to restore you. I love the message translation of Matthew 11:28. It says, "Are you tired, worn out, burned out on religion? Come to me. Get away with me and you'll recover your life. I'll show you how to take a real rest. Walk with me and work with me. Watch how I do it. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting on you. Keep company with me and you'll learn to live freely and lightly."
所以这段是马太福音，我们等会熟悉的。马太福音12:1-8，凡劳苦担重担的人可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。我心里柔和谦卑，你们我的轭学我的样式，这样你们心里就必得享安息，因为我的轭是容易的，我的担子是轻省的。You
don't have to force things with God. When you yoke yourself to Jesus, he's going to do the heavy lifting.
你跟神在一起，你不会觉得很吃力，因为他是那个担重担的人。So
how do you rest in the lordship of Jesus? Well, first, you remember your value to God. Remember my value to God.
对，如何能够在主耶稣里面安息呢？第一件事就是记得你对在上帝面前的价值。Remembering
my value to God is the starting point of rest.
万事起头就是记住你在神眼里的价值。Why
is this? It's because when you know how much God loves you, you don't have to work so hard to prove yourself.
当你知道神爱你的话，你就不用这个努用这个努力的工作来证明你对神的价值。Your value
is not based on what you do; it's based on who you are. It's who God says you are, and He says that you're a masterpiece.
你的价值不是在于说你做什么，而是在神眼里你是什么。Ephesians
2:10 says, "For we are God's masterpiece. He created us anew in Christ Jesus, so we can do the good things He planned for us long ago."
2:10节，我们原是他的工作，在基督耶稣里造成的。 为要叫我们行善，就是神所预备叫我们行的。
See, God doesn't create anything without value.
神不会造一些没有价值的废物出来的，他不会的。
He doesn't create anything without purpose.
他造这个物出来，他是有目的性的。
And since you're here, breathing, you have value to your life.
当您现在坐在这里还能呼吸，就表示你生命是有价值的。
Maybe at some point in your life, someone told you that you're not valuable.
也许你在你人生中曾经有人对你说你是一个没有价值的人。
It could have been a parent, a teacher, a friend, whoever they were wrong.
不管是这个人是你的父母、你的朋友，或甚至是你的老师。他们说的这个话是不对的。
And you may still have their words stuck in your head, and it's driving you to prove them wrong.
也许这些话语对你来说是挥之不去的，然后你一直拼命的想证明自己。
But instead of trying to prove them wrong, you just need to let go and work for God's approval and not theirs.
你现在要努力的不是说证明他们是错的，而是要证明对在神面前证明神对你的看法。
See, God created you, Jesus died for you, and the Holy Spirit lives in you, so you are immensely valuable.
所以神他创造了你，耶稣基督为你而死，圣灵现在是存在你的，在你里面，所以你是绝绝对对的，非常非常非常重要的。
The Bible has so much to say about your worth. I just want to read you a sample of what God says about you.
所以圣经有许多讲到说你的价值的地方，我只要举几个例子，在这里举几个例子，我们一起看。
And you can repeat this after me.
跟我一起重复好不好？一起念好不好
？I am the salt of the earth.
我是世上的盐。
I am the light of the world.
世上的光。
I am a child of God.
是神的孩子。
I am a part of the true vine.
真葡萄树的一部分。
I am Christ's friend.
是耶稣基督的朋友。
I am chosen by God to bear his fruit.
神拣选我为他结果子。
I am a joint heir with Christ.
我们是与神一起得到奖赏的。
Sharing in his inheritance.
一起得他的。
I am a dwelling place of God.
我们在与神住在同一个地方。
I am united to the Lord and in one spirit with him.
我是与神联合的，与神是同一个灵的。
I am a member of Christ's body.
我是神的教会的家一部分。
I am a new creation.
一个新造的人。
I am reconciled to God and a minister of reconciliation. I am one in Christ.
我与神同一个合一的。
I am a saint.
我是个圣徒。
I am God's masterpiece.
是神最理想的。
I am a citizen of heaven.
天上的公民。
I'm righteous and holy. I'm seated in heaven with Christ right now.
我现在是坐在神的右边。
I am hidden with Christ in God.
我们与耶稣基督。
I am chosen of God and dearly loved.
被神所拣选，为他所爱的。
This is just the beginning of who you are with God.
所以这只是很简单的几个例子，告诉你在神眼里你是谁。
And if you ever doubt your worth, I just encourage you to revisit this list.
你还有所怀疑的话，请再回去复习一下我刚刚讲的这个名单子。
See, you'll never be more loved by God than you are right now.
所以你永远不可能，你现在就是神最爱你的时刻，永远不可能超过现在这个时刻的。
And you'll never be less loved by God than you are right now.
你也不可能比现在比神减少爱你任何一分的。
And that's because He loves you perfectly already.
因为他已经完完全全、十全十美的爱你了，所以不能增添或加减任何一分。
So you can relax. God made you, and He loves you, just like you are right now.
呀，放轻松吧，因为神创造你，他爱你，就是你这个本相。
Yeah, not if you do it all and.Not when you prove your worth through your hands, but just as you are, this moment, no strings attached.
并不是说你做了很多很多的功，然后就去证明你的价值，而是就是你的本相，这就是神爱你的， 神就是爱你这个样子。
And some of you may know this, but maybe for you, you're stuck in the grip of things, of wanting to acquire more.
也许你不知道，也许你现在正陷入在物欲当中，想要得到更多的东西。
And the message for those of us that are caught in materialism is to enjoy what I already have.
对有些人现在物欲中的一些人的话，我们可以想想说，享受你现有的，已经有的。
This is the attitude of contentment.
这是一个满足的态度。
And instead of wanting more, we stop and we take a look at what we already have and we thank God for it and enjoy it.
所以不要光想着我还能得到些更多什么，而是停下来审视一下你已经所有的东西，然后感谢神，然后去享受你有的。
God gives us gifts every single day.But often we don't notice this because we're too focused on what we want, what we don't have.
神每天都有加添一些东西给我们，有时候我们看不到，是因为我们专注点是那个我们还要得到什么，我们还缺些什么。
By nature, people are discontent, and we're always looking for the next shiny thing.
所以我们人的本性是好像是不是很容易满足的。我们永远定睛注意在 那个下一个那个发亮的东西。
But the trouble is, we always have to sacrifice our margin and our rest in order to obtain it.
但是问题说，我们往往是要牺牲我们那个已经少得可怜的安息的时间去得到这些东西。
Ecclesiastes 4:6 says, "Better to have one handful with quietness than two handfuls with hard work and chasing the wind."
传道书四章六节是这么说的：满了一把，得享安息；强如满了两把，劳碌。
So there's two problems with being discontent.
所以当你不满足的时候，你是有两个问题的。
First, you have to work extra hard to get more, and then everything else in your life suffers.
第一个就是你必须要。更加努力的工作，那其他的东西都你都必须要牺牲，都必须要要放下。
And then second, when you die, you have to leave all your stuff behind anyway.
因为就是当你死了以后，这些东西都得留在地上啊。
You know, past kings and royalty were always buried with their treasure, but where is it now? It's in museums for us to enjoy.
然后我们看到以前的将相、帝王等等，他们死的时候是与许多的财宝同埋葬，但是现在这些财宝何在呢？就在博物馆啊，让我们去参观啊。
You know, Pastor Rick Warren is fond of saying, "You'll never see a hearse pulling a U-Haul trailer."
我们知道那个Warren 华伦牧师常常有句名言，就说你永远不会看到一个上车的后面推的是一个拖货车，拉了很多货物的U-Haul拖拉的货车。
That's because he who dies with the most toys, they still die, and then someone else gets to enjoy the fruits of their labor.
不管你有任何的东西，你死的时候，还是会死的，别人去享受你的劳苦所得。
As Jesus said, "What does it profit a man to gain the whole world and forfeit his soul?"
耶稣就是讲说，人就是赚得全世界，赔上自己的生命，有什么益处呢
？And instead of enjoy what God has already given you，
所以我们就是要享受神已经给我们的。
All you have to do is open your eyes because there's actually gifts all around you。
你只要把你眼睛张开，然后看看，你的周围是满满都是神赐给你的东西。
Here's what Jesus has to say about this.
喝什么？穿什么？
What God is asking us to do is trust in Him to meet our needs. He knows what we need before we even ask Him.
神要我们就是说我们信靠他，他知道我们需要的。尽管在我们还没说出来之前，他已经知道我们需要什么。
And two practices that we can take part in to show God that we trust Him to meet our needs are tithing and Sabbath.
这两件事情可以帮助我们实践这样对神的信靠，一个就是十一奉献，一个就是安息日敬拜。
We give at least 10% of what we earn back to our church family as a way of saying, "God, everything comes from you. I trust you and want to be generous like you are."
当我们十一奉献给教会十一奉献的时候，就是等于是跟所说啊，神呢，我感谢你，一切都是由你所赏赐的，所以我们现在只是一些回报，一些让我们必须想要跟你一样的那样的慷慨，我们要学着像你一样的慷慨。
And we take a Sabbath. We trust God to keep all of our affairs in order while we take one day to stop and to cease from working.
我们守安息日，休息，礼拜天休息，是因为我们相信，尽管我们没有在那个工作的时候，神还是会照顾我们那个一亩三分地的，所以不要那么担心 ，OK?
And resting is so important that it's in the Ten Commandments, right up there with "Do not murder," is to take a day of rest each week.
所以休息是这么的重要，以至于在十诫里面，在不要杀人旁边写的就是说你要守安息日。
So there's three things that you can do on a Sabbath. You can rest your body, you can recharge your emotions, and you can refocus your spirit.
所以在安息日休息的时候，你可以做三样事情：一个是身体得到休息，然后呢，你的情绪上面得到充电；另外就是你可以重新灵命上，你可以重新浇聚。
So you rest your body before you get sick or exhausted. You preemptively take a day to rest.
所以你休息，在你还没有生病之前，你先一个做一个保护的保护的事情，就是好好的休息。
You recharge your emotions. You do something that calms you down and that brings you enjoyment.
所以在你的情绪上，你可以充充电，就是可以让你能够安静下来，然后让你能够享受你周围的。
You could do this through.Silence and solitude with the Lord, just taking a break from all the noise around you.
你可以第一样你可以做的就是说可以安静下来然后自己可以默想默思或者与神相处把那个周围很嘈杂的声音都给它除掉。
You can recharge your emotions by doing something you love, some type of recreation.
然后你可以自己能够充电的话就是做一些你喜欢做的事情。
And you can also recharge your emotion through relationships by spending time with people that you love.
可以充电的另外一个方法就是透过人际关系多花点时间跟你所爱的人相处。
And then you can also refocus your spirit on the Sabbath.
然后你的灵命也可以重新的浇聚。
You can come to a worship service like this, and you can also spend time alone in the Bible with reading and prayer.
你可以像今天一样来这里跟大家一起敬拜，你也可以在家里自己一个读经祷告。
The Lord is my shepherd, and we have everything we need.
对，神是我们的牧者，我们是不缺乏的，我们一切所有的他都供应了。
We have to trust this by giving back to our church and by taking a break every week.
所以我们可以表达出我们对他的信靠，就是能够。回馈给教会，回馈给神的家，以及我们守安息日。
There's one more thing that we can do to learn to rest, and that's adjust my values.
另外一个事情我们能做就是调整我的价值观。
So the ultimate reason that we work so hard and we don't stop to rest is that our values are out of alignment with God's values.
另外一个让我们一起自己不断的工作，一个主要原因就是我们的价值观跟神的价值观是不在同一个线上的。
What do your activities say about what's most important to you?
说你所做所行的就表达出你认为什么是最重要的。
And what does God want you working towards? Are these the same things?
神要你做的跟你要做的是同样一件事情吗？
What you spend your time doing will tell you about what you love the most.
所以你所做所行的就表达出你最宝贵的是什么。
Jesus said that your heart is where your treasure is, and James said that if you're loving the world, it's the same thing as hating God.
所以耶稣就说你的心在哪，你的财宝在哪里，你的心也在哪里。雅各也就是说，当你爱世界，表示你就是恨恶神。
And this might sound harsh, but the point is that they're making is that you can't have two masters.
尤其听起来好像有点很粗暴哈，但是主要的观点就是说你不能有两个主人。
You can't align yourself with what the world values and also what God values. You have to choose between the two.
所以你不能同时拥有所谓的世界的价值观，或也同时拥有神的价值观，二者你必须要选其一。
In Proverbs 14:12, we read, "There is a way that seems right to a man, but in the end, the way is death."
箴言十四十二这样说：有一条路，人以为正，最终成为死亡之路。
There is the world's knowledge, and there is God's knowledge, and you have to choose which one you will follow.
所以有一个世界的认知，神的认知，你要。
And if you want rest, if you want refreshment, I implore you to follow the way of Jesus, the Good Shepherd.
你想得到安息，得到复苏的话，我鼓励您去选择追随耶稣基督。
So, what does God value?
那神他注重什么呢？
We read this in Micah 6:8. He has told you, O man, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you but to do justice.To love kindness and to walk humbly with your God.
弥迦书六章八节，世人呐、啊，耶和华已指示你何为善，行公义，好怜悯，存谦卑的心，与你的神同行。
So we do justice, we love kindness, and we walk humbly with God. That's pretty simple.
很简单，就是行公义，好怜悯，存谦卑的心，与神同行。
Everything beyond that is negotiable.
这是完全是不能够打折的，其他的都可以商量的。
Remember, I told you that I'm preaching to myself as much as you. I really need these lessons in my life.
所以今天所讲的信息对我来说也是非常重要的，也是告诉我自己的。
And you remember my crazy list of activities that I read to you?
我刚刚前面跟你讲了我要做那些很疯狂的要做的事情的那个清单有没有？
And as I prepared this message, I realized I need to make an elimination list.
所以当我在准备这个讲章的时候，我就觉得说我好像要另外一个单子，就是把它删除的单子。
And I encourage you to do this too. You can just write down everything you do, and then ask yourself, why am I doing this activity?
我也鼓励你也做相同事情，你一个清单出来，然后问你自己，我为什么要做这些事情？
Are you doing certain activities because of misplaced identity or materialism or envy or insecurity?
你做这些事情是因为自我认知不对呢，还是因为你物欲比较强呢，还是因为你嫉妒羡慕嫉妒邻居呢，还是你对自己没有一个安全感？
I'll admit that when I looked at my list, a lot of my activities were done out of misplaced identity and insecurity.
我看了我例子，我像发现我自己很多事我做的是因为自我认知不正确，另外一个就是我没有安全感。
A lot of my activities were to feel good about myself and to know things so I don't fail.
很多事情我做的是让我自己觉得感觉良好，然后我不喜欢失败。
So I had to go through my list and start prioritizing things and eliminating things.
我就要这个看一下我的账单，我的清单。然后开始消除、删除一些事情。
And so I made four categories. I made non-negotiable, high priority, low priority, and eliminate.
所以我立了四个项目，一个是不可没可商量，一定要做的；一个是比较重要的；一个是比较不重要的；另外一个就是要删除的。
And when I did this, I realized I was spending a lot of time on low priority activities.
我就发现我很多事情就是一些不是很重要的事情，我花了很多时间嘞。
So instead, now I'm choosing to focus the majority of my time on the non-negotiable activities, my family and the Lord, and the high priority activities.
对，好像我们花了很多，事实上我们花了很多时间在不是很重要的事情，而且没有花很多时间在所谓的。绝对要做的事情，跟这个很重要的事情上，好比说花时间与家人跟神。
So the rest is being eliminated, so that I can focus on what's most important, and also create time in my schedule to rest.
所以就是我就把很多事情所谓的不太重要，或者是真的是可以先删除的事情就删除了，然后匀出时间来多与神同在，可以在神面前多多祷告。
You might have heard someone say, "You can't have too much of a good thing."
也许你听过很多人讲说，好事情你会嫌多吗？
But you can. You can have so many good things in your life, in fact, that you miss out on the great things.
那是好事情是可以嫌多的，因为当你花太多精力在所谓的好事情上，你失去的是那些非常非常重要的事情。
We can spread ourselves so thin doing good things that we miss out on what really matters.
所以我们把自己花精疲力尽做了一些所谓的好事情，而失去了那些所谓的重要的事情。
So we need to start caring about the things that God cares about and to stop caring about the things that God doesn't care about.
所以我们必须要对那些神认为眼里看来不重要的事情少花时间在那些事情上，而且多花时间在神看为重要的事情。
And he doesn't care about our image and status so much, not what kind of car we drive or where we got our education so much. He cares about your character.
他对你的所谓的社会地象、什么形象之类，对他来说不是那么重要。他看重的是你整个人的品格。
He cares about, are you learning to love him more, and are you learning to love other people more?
他看重的是你有没有越来越爱他，有没有越来越爱别人呢？
So I challenge you to ruthlessly eliminate everything in your life that isn't done in love for God or for others.
我鼓励你能够很积极的、很坚决的把那些，让你不是那么让你不是让你爱神跟爱别人的事情都把它删除掉。
And when you do, you'll find that God is giving you everything you need and keeping you in perfect rest.
对，当你这样做的时候，你会发现说，哎，我所需要的一切神都已经供应了，而且呢，我还让我能够得到安息。
So please pray with me.
祷告。
You know, Augustine once said, "The beginning of good works starts with the confession of bad works."
圣奥古斯丁曾经说过，一个好的工作的开始于一个自己做了坏工作的一个认罪悔改。
So let us confess to God what has caused us to overwork.
所以我们先向神认罪，我们做了一些什么是多余的工作。
Maybe you say, God, I've had a mistaken identity. I've been basing my worth on my work and my achievements.
你说神呐，我犯了一个这个自我认知的错误，我把我的价值放在我的工作跟我的成就上面。我非常的非常的抱歉 I'm sorry,
yes. And God, I've always been wanting more. I'm never satisfied. I've been materialistic.
另外就是说，神啊，我永远觉得不满足，我永远是想要更多的物质上的东西。
And you might need to say, Lord, I've been envious. I've wanted what other people have or to be like other people more than myself.
神啊，我非常的羡慕嫉妒别人。老王老陈要的东西，有的东西我也要。
Maybe you need to confess insecurity.
或者你向承认说我没有安全感。
Say, Lord, I live with the fear that I won't have enough, but today I want to change and to trust your provision.
神啊，我一直活在所谓不够、怕不够的这个恐惧中。我今天向你承认，我要相信你的，信靠你的，您的供应。
So Lord, we say today we want to learn to relax in the goodness of God.
今天我们向神祷告说，神啊，我要在你的美善中得到安息。
You are the good shepherd, and we want you to lead us beside still waters, and we want to lay down in green pastures.
神啊，你是好牧者，我们要躺卧在青草地，我们要在这个溪水边。
Help us to remember that our value to you is greater than anything else.
让我们记住，我们在你眼里的价值要比任何事情都更重要。
That you love us unconditionally and that we don't have to prove anything to others.
你是无条件的爱我们，我们不需要向你证明或者别人证明任何的事情。
And God, help us to enjoy what we have right now instead of always reaching for more.
让我们帮助我们能享受我们现眼下所有的，而不是老是想去追求那些没有的。
Help us to limit our work to 6 days a week and to be generous with our church.
让我们把工作日能够限定在六天，让我们花更多的时间给我们自己的教会。
And help us to adjust our values.
让我们那个调整我们的价值。
Today we want to exchange our restlessness for your peace.
今天我们要把我们的不安定，我们要换成你的平安。
We want to live in the love and goodness of you. You're our good shepherd.
我们要活在神你这个好牧人、好牧者的美善当中。
Say, Jesus Christ, I give every area of my life to you.
神啊，耶稣基督，我把我生命中的每一个角角落落都奉献给您。
I want to love and follow you.
我要爱你，我要跟随你。
In your name we pray. Amen.
奉你的名祷告。
Amen. Amen.